Good morning and welcome to the How You Do Anything is How You Do Everything radio show. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
So our assignment from yesterday, if money were no object, where would you go? With whom would you go? Record and listen. All right, here's our first caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Good morning. This is Christina from Southern California.
Well, good morning, Christina.
Good morning. Well, looking at the process around this particular question, what I first got to see was the distraction element, and that is when I'm asked to make a decision or choose something like that, what comes up for me is that it's a really important choice to make because it's being made at the exclusion of all other things. And then that pulls me into this, you know, distracting conversation designed to keep me from from actually doing or answering the question and doing the assignment. So that was really fun to see. And then what
Because I'm guessing you noticed that that happens in a lot of other places.
Oh, yes. Yes, especially the argument about this is very important.
Right. Yeah, and so to see that that system is not on your side to make sure that you choose really well.
Exactly.
It's there to keep you from ever making a choice. So,
exactly.
Yeah.
And yes, and once you see it over and over again, it becomes lighthearted, and I could get to the place of, this is fun. You know, I get to just choose anything. And and then what I got to see was there's, the thing I chose is something I've been wanting to do for some time, and it's a trip with my family I've wanted to take, and I've been told it's really frivolous, and, it doesn't make a lot of sense, and of course, if I were to do it, then it would take away from other things, and this whole charade, and so I get to see that play out, and also come to the realization that even though I've been operating in a belief that it can't happen, then I got to see, actually, we probably could do this trip and make that happen in a year or so. And how lucky I am to have that realization. And so then I get to see right there, then there's conditioning coming and saying, okay, so you could do that, but could you do this? And money can't buy you happiness because, it won't make you happy anyway, so why would you spend your money doing that? And it's so fabulous to see it because what I got to finally see was money can't buy you happiness if you're spending it with conditioning, because then there will always be something else, right?
Ooh.
And I can be happy spending money when I'm free to do it for the joy that inspires, that the thing I want to do, the way I answered this question, there was nothing evil about it. It's a beautiful way to spend time with my family. It's something that would be so much fun. It actually evokes like childhood dreams of mine. And what a fabulous thing to be able to be free to do that without all of the conversation and without
Well, the way you describe it, it has nothing to do with money. Conditioning is bringing in this completely extraneous argument. It has nothing to do with money, right? You want to do this. Why do you want to do this? Because you want to do this with your family. There. That's it, right? That's the whole point. And then, as you say, conditioning wants to bring in the money aspect, and money can, this won't make you happy, and that has nothing to do with the subject at hand, which is this is something that you want to do with your family.
Yes, and what I'm looking
at, they're completely separate issues.
Okay, so yes, no, I see that they're separate, and I'm also kind of looking at this aspect of, and it does take money to do it. And so And so there is an element of money does assist me in doing things that I would not be able to do if I didn't have the money coming in.
That's right. And so you can be grateful for the money, but
yes,
that's not the same as, and so you have to listen to conditioning tell you how to spend it.
Yes, exactly.
Right? Because if this is something really important to you, you know, let's do one of those, you know, that you're going to be dead in a year, right? Would you borrow the money to do this, knowing that, you know, it'd be paid back out of your insurance or whatever it is? Of course you would, because what would be important, saving the money or spending the time doing the things that you want to do with your family?
Yeah.
So conditioning operating in that simultaneously loss, lack, and deprivation in the moment, and you're going to live forever, kind of squishing us between those two places, it can keep us from ever making a choice for ourselves, for our hearts.
Yes. Yes. Well, I am so happy to be here.
I know what you mean. Me too. Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, the other thing about that, Christina, does it mean that every moment of this trip, all of you will just be walking around in a cloud of bliss? No.
Right.
That's something that it will try to use against you. You know, well, it's not as wonderful as you thought it would be.
Yes.
No, it won't be as long as I'm in that conversation with conditioned mind. But all I wanted to do was have this experience with my family.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
If I keep that in the front of conscious awareness, then you know, one of the things that I think about a lot is the only thing in life that's memorable is what doesn't go the way conditioned mind thinks it should. So it's when we get broken down, you know, we're broken down, the car breaks down on the side of the road somewhere, and we have to spend the afternoon entertaining ourselves. And, you know, that's the kind of thing that we remember, not all of the stuff that went exactly the way conditioning says it should.
Yeah. Yeah, that's so helpful to be reminded of, because on the trip, I know my kids are going to fight, right? That's what they do.
Oh, yeah.
And it's going to
irritate
me.
Oh, yeah, you're going to get irritable. Yeah, and you and your husband are going to, you know,
disagree
periodically. Yes, of course. I think that's a good definition of family, right? Right? Yeah.
Yes.
That's what
yep.
we're doing. That's the life. That's the life we're sharing together.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, that's great. Oh, I'm excited. I can't wait to hear about it.
Thank you, Sherry.
I want to be in on the plans, okay?
Okay. Right. I'll let you know.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Christina.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Christina. I think that's our next T-shirt. I wish I could remember exactly how Christina said it, but that place of conditioning, no matter what... I mean, if I spend the money with conditioning, I'm never going to be happy.
Right. Yeah.
Right?
Whatever I do with conditioned mind is not going to result in happiness.
Yes,
that's the equation, right?
Yeah, exactly. All right, uh-huh. Here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Karen from North Carolina.
Hey, Karen.
Hey, it's beautiful here. I'm happy to be here.
I know, and I would be happy to be there with you.
Yes.
I bet those dogwoods are finally, they're all coming out now, not just
they
those.
They are, and we had snow yesterday.
Oh, we had snow yesterday, too, living
Amazing.
In solidarity.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, this was great because there was so much resistance to calling in and that whole conversation going on, and it's just such a great you know, experience to ignore that, feel it all, and then move forward and do what the heart chooses.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Which is, yeah, it's kind of a variation on what Christina was just talking about, right? Because if you stayed with that conversation, you're never going to be happy. That's the part we know.
Yes,
yeah.
And it was interesting when the question there was, yes, what would the choice be? And then, so the first thing I noticed was all of the conditioned reaction in the conversation that wanted to answer the question, and there were some very familiar processes, like I don't know, which I hear a lot from it,
mm-hmm.
And then interestingly enough, it seemed like, well, I don't, there's nothing right now that's causing me to want to travel, but I have this sub-personality who always wants to travel, so it's interesting that she's not coming forth to answer the question.
Uh-huh. And does it feel like she's being... Is something stopping her? I mean, do you have a sense of why she didn't just jump up there to lay out the trip?
Yes. Well, I don't have a sense of that at the moment. I'm going to continue looking at it, and it was just something that I noticed and thought, huh, that's so interesting. Because I mean, I do often think that voice who, when she hears about other people traveling, it's that yearning. I often think it's more of a way to make me suffer than a true heartfelt
uh-huh.
desire. Because what I came to is, well, and I don't have a strong desire to travel right in this moment. And so I really, until that desire arises, I really don't know what I'd do and where I'd go and who I'd do it with.
Mm-hmm. Although the really interesting part, I think, is if money were no object.
Yes.
Right,
yes.
That's the first piece of it. Because often we do think in terms of the kinds of choices that conditioning allows us rather than that dream big place that the question could take us.
Yes, and that will be really good for me to continue to look at. The one answer, the place that did then kind of come through was not a money thing so much as freeing myself from the worldly responsibilities, which wasn't really the question. But I definitely had an answer for that.
Yeah, but it sort of is, Karen. I mean, it sort of does, you know, so the worldly responsibilities, well, if not money were no object, you would just find people who would do all of the things that you're required to do.
Yes, and yes, yes. And I would spend a year at the monastery.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Wow.
So
that's interesting to see, isn't it?
Yes, because that love of practice and that desire to have an intense training period is really strong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so if you have somebody else come in and do all the chore, plant and harvest and take care of the pottery and all of those things that you do on a daily basis, you'd find great people to do that, and then you could just go off and turn all of your attention to practicing awareness.
Yes. So this is a great process, and it's going to be really fun to continue to look at it and see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and to see that it's not, oh, well, I would travel around the world and I would, that's not what arises for you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Not that I haven't wanted to in the past.
Right. Yes, exactly. I think about that often. You know, if I had transporter room 2, and I could just walk in there and then be reassembled in wherever it is, I'd love to.
Yes.
But the process of getting there, not so much.
Right. And I'm going to continue looking at the process of dreaming big.
Yes. Yeah, I think that's a really big element of this, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you,
Karen. You both. All righty. Go happy.
Go happy.
And it seems like that's what we're always doing, right, Sherry, that when we come to a question like this, we are actually asked to look at what is standing in the way of having what we choose.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes what Karen got to It's the inability to dream big.
Yeah.
It's so helpful to see what those parameters are that we're mm-hmm. not allowed to see. Like with Christina and the money and the happiness and all of those things that conditioning just puts around on the edges of what we're allowed to accept as possibility.
Yes, the limits of the conversation.
The limits. Yeah, the limits.
Yeah. All right, here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself? Next caller?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, it's Joni.
Hello, Joni.
Hi. a great good morning to both of you over there.
So, well, thank you, and to you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I enjoyed listening to my tape this morning, Sherry. It was wonderful. And I'm creating another one. And thank you for that. And I just want to...
So, Joni.
Yes.
Joni,
uh-huh.
Just a sec, just to catch people up. So we were on retreat together last week, and we were
yes.
talking about the recording that we want to start off our day with, right? That's what you're referring to. And this was
yes,
your
I
first
am.
Day of having made that recording and listening to it at the very start of your day. All right. So there
That's
we
right.
are, current.
Actually, you'll be proud of me. This was my second day. I
Ooh.
Started Monday.
All right. All right.
So,
you're on a roll.
And you know what's really wonderful about it? And by the way, the retreat was just utterly profound for me. It was just profound. Just gusho. That's all I can say. Just gusho.
Uh-huh.
So thank you so much.
Thank you. Yeah. It was kind of brilliant, wasn't it?
It was. We were brilliant,
yeah.
you know.
We were brilliant. Yes. Yes, 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 exactly. Yeah. And just a reminder for anybody who wants to share in brilliance, this very same retreat will be coming to Bethlehem, Pennsylvania in September. So, okay, go ahead, Joni.
Okay, excellent. So what's really important for me is about this tape. And one of the things that I'm differentiating that really helped become clear at the retreat is it's important for me to still, in my life, to go back and to really focus on the good things, you know, in my life, the good. And I'm then also thinking about what you said, you know, about true, what you called true addiction, truth with a capital T, as opposed to it being necessarily positive or negative. And I really like that. It's something that I'm just, you know, I'm putting into my tape, you know, in terms mm-hmm. of just the blessings, you know, and the
yes.
blessings. And
yes,
the
nurses, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
It, right. It's not, there's nothing pie in the sky about it. It is just the turning our attention to the simple things around us that are true.
And
our gratitude for those.
Yes. And it's funny because sometimes, you know, EKC gets caught in there. Well, what is true? You know, I don't quite understand what that means. And then I just laugh because I just remember conscious, compassionate awareness. And what's true is paying attention, you know, and what's
yes.
true is coming back to the moment. And
yes.
what's true
and
is
what's
not
true
having...
is that my shoes are comfortable, and I have shoes.
Yes. Yeah.
And when I go to get dressed, I have clothes to put on. And if I choose, I can shower first. All of these things are true. And they are huge, huge blessings.
They are. It's interesting, too, because I'm also playing with some physical sensations that I've had for years and years and years in my life. And And it's funny because I've never been able to figure out exactly what they're there for and what they mean and what it's all about. And, you know, I've decided I don't have to know, you know, and I'm just going to let them be there. And,
yes.
And by letting them be there, it allows, I actually, of course, you know, intelligence drops in and I begin to get some ideas or some thoughts, but I don't know if it's true or not. And so
yes.
It's allowing me actually to come back to the moment. What at one time
yes.
You know, I would bang my head against the wall about, I'm realizing, you know, when I had this physical sensation, I'm right there. I am right there in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And and I pay attention. I mean, I'm paying attention. And I still don't know what it means, but I'm, you know, just kind of watching.
But you're here. So
I'm here.
If we were to bring this back to the exercise that we're on, if money is no object, where would you go? Kind of what would you do? Who would you go with? What I'm hearing from you is you would go here with you.
I would go here. I would. Absolutely. That's funny because in one of the other exercises, I put that down that, you know, with all the things I would love in my life, you know, practice was like put across the top, you know, in big letters. So practice.
Mm-hmm.
So no matter what
mm-hmm.
material, I mean, health is important, you know, all kinds of things, but practice. And having said that, I did let, you know, some of my materialistic desires come in, but in a fun way. What was more important to me about the exercise is that you were just talking about how important it is to think big, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
that is something that I think is most important to me about the exercise. Not so much the content of what I came up with it, but much more the fact that I'm letting myself think. I'm really embracing that. And when that question was asked, what popped in for me was something that I thought about a lot and wondered, you know, like, where do I want to live the rest of my life? What do I want to do when I retire? Blah, 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 right? And it came to me, you know, there's all these places I love, and you know what? I'm going to find a way to live in all of them. So I started, like, I mean, all this stuff started falling in together, and it's like I'm going to be that traveler that the other person spoke about, but I'm going to set it up so some of the travel will be with family. Some of the travel will just be with me and places I love to be. Some of the travel will be with friends. Some of the, I'm just going to play it by ear. And it began to be freeing, you know, and I still don't think that I've got a big enough view of it yet, but that's okay. You know, I'm just allowing the expansion is.
Yes. Oh, it's lovely. It's perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, feeling those limits, as Winnie was saying, the recognizing the limitations and seeing them fall away. All right.
Yes.
Well, that is lovely. I am very happy to hear all of that.
Thank you. I really give you, thank you to both of you.
Right. We give practice.
Winnie, you
we give practice. All gratitude to life and to practice, right? It's a grand and glorious adventure we're on.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Joni.
Thank you. Gosho. Thank you.
Gosho.
Thank you, Joni. There it is again, right, Cherry, that we do the exercise and recognize how to move from the world of the limits to the world of possibilities. And it just, and when the attention is not on what I cannot do, and the attention is on what's possible, the life force that gets released is just amazing. In fact, I think we've gone wherever we've got one want to go in that expansion. And then it's really, as Christina was pointing out, it's not related to whether I do it or not, whether it comes to pass or not, but it tends to fulfill itself because we're in that realm of possibility. In a way, we've never been able to think about it.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Wow. And that, what you just said, ties together what I was looking at, especially with Christina's trip. So what you're saying is, opening to that possibility, we already have the experience that we are looking forward to, right? So I imagine doing whatever it is. I imagine it, and I'm going to the experience. I'm having it right now. And then what we need to watch for is how when I, if it comes to fruition and I'm actually doing that thing, how conditioning will try to take away the experience that I know I'm capable of having by the comparisons with, well, this isn't going that well, or, well, they're not, or that's not, or, yeah, is that where you were going with that?
Yes, and that fact that if I'm in that world of possibilities, it's where I want to be, right? Not limited in some senses.
Yes.
And so then, yes. And I don't know, this sounds very California woohoo, but I've had so many concrete experiences of it in the last 24 hours that I'm living there, which is what is offered as the limitation actually on a content level falls away. And so the possibility is not just in the realm of possibility. On the content level, it's possible too, because the concrete limitations, say money, for example, or time or something like that, you know, you really want to do something and you have meetings scheduled and then the meetings get canceled and you get to do that thing.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So, again, what to me you're pointing at is that when something appears to us that seems to be just appearing in the mind, in imagination, in, it's also appearing in what we would call reality. If we don't allow conditioning to shut it down.
Yes. Yeah.
So maybe there's a, it dropped in that, you know, I could go to New York this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And then conditioning says, oh, well, that's crazy. You know, you'd never get a ticket, and if you did, it would cost a fortune, and blah, 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 until it just all goes away. But if I'd said, oh, yeah, I could, then I'm heading down another path, right? And we don't know what's possible when we say yes and head down the path.
Yeah. Well, at least you'd look, right, if you
yes,
could get the ticket.
Yes.
And if
yes,
you don't
yes.
go to New York, maybe you go to, I don't know, Vermont, because it's cheaper. But at least you get to do that, whatever it is that you were told you couldn't do.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I love it.
Lovely. Well, we have only one more minute, Sherry, so we can't squeeze in another caller. But here is our assignment for today.
All right.
Think of the secret you keep. Who would you consider telling? Record and listen.
Well, I know something that is not a secret that I want to tell everyone before we go, and that is that tomorrow is the day to wake up in the morning, make a recording tonight if you need to, wake up in the morning and remind yourself this is a day of no self-hate. And so whatever you do, whatever you think, whatever you feel, wherever you go, whatever happens, self-hate doesn't get to have any part of you all day tomorrow.
Okay? That's right.
It's just a day of presence and appreciation and gratitude and loving life, loving yourself, enjoying everything, and having a good time. Okay? So,
yep.
Tomorrow. And then hopefully we'll get the hang of that and just continue. But we'll start with just tomorrow.
Yes. Yes.
All right.
Building that muscle.
Yes, building that, yeah, strengthening that muscle. And if anybody hasn't heard about this, there are workshops going on this Saturday that a group of people, different folks, monks and folks, are going to be offering all day on Saturday, and there's no charge for that. A person just needs to go on our website and sign up and then join Sangha on Saturday for a bunch of fun workshops.
Yes, our way of saying happy birthday.
That's right. All right.
All right. Take
Thank
care,
you, Ashwini. Thank you, everybody. All right. Go happy.